time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Chargers on Monday night.
A lot of talk this week about the Harbaugh brothers. Do you think deep down, how much do you think this meant to John, this victory?
It means a lot. You know, I feel like, for me being a big brother, it's like I can't lose to my little brother, you know, and that's what I believe going into that game. He was thinking a lot, you know, and then Jim on the other side, I believe he was like, I got to beat my big brother. But we came out victorious, so I feel like that's a good thing.
Lamar, the 40-yard touchdown pass to Bateman at the end of the half, what did you see there? Because he looked like he was completely covered. What did you see that was going to be a touchdown there?
Just giving him an opportunity. I believe my receivers are great. They got great hands. You know, the first one in the back of the end zone, I told him, I'm like, bro, I expect you to catch that. He like, I got you, you know. But he made up for it, and he made a terrific catch. I trust all my receivers.
Lamar, how fourth down play earlier in the draft? The fourth down at your own 16.
Okay.
How big was that play, but also what was the discussion going into it, especially with the two-minute warning?
It was huge. We started off slow first quarter. We started off very slow. We got to get back in the groove and starting our games off the correct way, and then just as the game going on, just getting stronger and stronger and finishing how we supposed to. The beginning of the season, we were doing a great job at that, and then as the season went on, as the season going on, some way, somehow, we just – we've been horrible starting the game, but we, as the game been going on, we've been getting better, but we got to find a way to balance that out, be good from the beginning of the game to the end. But we came out victorious, and on that conversion, it was just a great conversion.
We've seen you many times tell John you want to go for it.
Yeah.
Did you say anything as you walked off the field? Because it looked like you walked off, went straight to the bench. And were you surprised when ultimately they sent the offense back on the field?
Yeah, I thought we was going to punt the ball. But he was like, he want to go for it. It was like 4 inches, I believe, something like that. He was like, it was very short, we can convert it. I was like, let's just do it. You know, I got all the faith in my team.
Lamar, you led the league, or excuse me, led your team in rushing each year that you've been the Ravens quarterback until this year. Can you just speak mentally what it means to have a horse like Derrick Henry, man, that you could just seriously turn tonight, another buck 40-something on the ground, but that takes a lot off you. Do you feel fresher this year because you haven't had to run as much? Yeah. Do you feel like you're more primed to make a deeper run this year than you have in the past few years?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, he's just a great all-around back, man. I can't give him credit enough for how locked in he is, you know, and how dynamic he is. I always say this, you know, King Henry, the name just fits him well, you know, very well. And not just him, but the offensive line, too, just giving him lanes to just do him, you know. Justice Hill keeping him fresh, you know. Just an all-around team effort, and, man, him just being who he is just contributes a lot to our team.
Drives that didn't really go very far. How much did Derek's runs, especially on that third drive, kind of get the offense clicking into gear?
Yes. I mean, you just said it. You know, that them runs, what he had. Offensive line giving him lanes, like I said. Him just being Derrick Henry, getting the offense the groove that we needed because all of us was out of sync. You know, I felt like some of my passes was off. You know, I was teed off, you know, about those. I wanted some of those passes back. But Derrick Henry, we got a great running back, great offensive line. He helped us get the groove, and we just kept keeping our foot on the gas.
Rashad's catch, and you know, also Mark making that grab on the jump ball, and Justice ripping off the 51-yard run. How much did those guys? How much is your ability to reach your ceiling affected by those guys doing those kinds of plays?
I mean, those guys are doing their job. They're supposed to do that. You know, if I throw them a ball, I believe I expect them to catch it, and I believe they expect they're gonna catch the ball. You know, as well. And Justice Hill, he just, you know, bounced the ball outside and just went for what he knew. And then it was great blocks by the receivers that led that way and off the line. But like I said, I believe those guys should catch the ball regardless. If you touch them hands, catch the ball.
Lamar, this time of the year, you guys are gearing up for a deep season run. Tonight, how big was that on your minds of where we saw what happened in Cleveland with Pittsburgh? You guys lost to them last week. But coming in tonight, 3-for-3 on fourth down. They talked about the fourth down coach going for. How much of that you think really played into, okay, we want to keep track with them. We're not trying to worry about the wild card. We want to get the AFC North and get a home playoff game.
Yeah, man, we're trying to win regardless. Every game is a playoff game for us. It's been that way, you know, but we took that loss, I felt like everyone just died then. Like, yeah, man, it can go either way for us. If we started off, you know, winning games in consecutive weeks back-to-back. We lost to Cleveland, came back win a couple, then we lose to Steelers. It's like we just got to keep our foot on the gas. We can't come up for air. Got to stay down and just stay locked in.
Lamar, I think three, fourth down versions in this game. How does it feel when your coach has that amount of confidence that, you know, fourth down, you guys
will? Oh, this is great. You know, gives us a boost. But I feel like over the years, coach, yeah, that trust came in 2019. You know, back in Seattle, it's just how the game's going, the momentum going. If it's not going right, I believe coach would be like, nah, he'll just, you know, point the ball, just let us get our groove. But right there, I believe he just had faith. Like, you know, we're not really getting stopped. It's just small little things we just need to clean up.
There was so much made about, you know, Harbaugh versus Harbaugh. What was it like for you going against, you know, obviously not playing against them specifically, but J.K., Goss, Giro on the other side?
Yeah.
What was that like? And then what did you say to those guys after?
Yeah, it's just different. Being on the opposite side of, you know, what I've seen all these years, you know, up until last year, basically. And then my guys, I was just with them last year, you know, them just being on the opposite side of the ball. I'm like, just don't do what y'all was doing over here, you know, just take it easy, you know. But shout out to my guys, man. They're still my guys. Bozeman, too. You know, I got Bozeman over there. Yeah.
Thanks,
I appreciate y'all.